And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And this is a special fundraising edition of Ozarks at Large. We are in the middle of our fall on-air fundraiser. Our phone volunteers who've been with us all day from beginning at 6 in the morning, we've sent them home. But you can still make your contribution now by going to supportkuaf.com and making your pledge of support there.
Right. This is the time of year we come to you in the spring and in the fall when we come to you, our listeners, to ask you to help pay for the programming that you hear each and every day on KUAF. We can't do it without your help. The online form at supportkuaf.com is very easy. It's straightforward. You just enter in your name, the amount that you would like to pay, which can be anything from $10 all the way up to NPR Society at $1,000.
It's whatever you can pay, whatever you want to pay. You know your budget. You know best what you can afford. You know best how much you use KUAF. For some people, they turn it on as soon as they get up in the morning, and they really don't turn it off until they go to bed at night. Other people, perhaps you tune into Ozarks at Large, you know, during your lunch break just to catch up on what's happening in your area. Or maybe when you're waiting in line to pick up your kids from school, you tune into All Things Considered to hear about national and international news. It doesn't matter. If you listen and you enjoy KUAF for a variety of reasons, doesn't matter the reason, you want to support it, then you should. And you can do so right now by going to supportkuaf.com. I know a lot of first-time givers, sometimes they don't know how much to give.
Right.
The average pledge is $104 annually, and that's about $2 a week. So if you think that KUAF is worth $2 a week to you, maybe that's a great place to start. And you can do that right now. Make your contribution at supportkuaf.com. And from everyone here,
thank you very much.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. KUAF is supported by Penguin Ed's Barbecue, offering catering services for parties or events of any size at either your location or one of the banquet rooms at the Mission and Wennington restaurants. Various catering packages available. PenguinEds.com for more information.
The Fayetteville School District will soon have a third school using a continuous learning calendar. That's after the Fayetteville Board of Education last night voted unanimously to allow Owl Creek School to change its educational schedule, which means the normal 12-week summer break has been shortened to 8 weeks, and 1 week break is given to students each academic quarter. Additionally, the school will offer a few weeks of intersession during the summer to give students the opportunity to study subjects they wouldn't normally get the chance to study in the traditional school year. Kristen Champion, principal of Owl Creek, says the change to the calendar will not require much of a transition period.
The calendars really are much more similar than they are different. I think the primary difference is that students will be coming back to school a little bit earlier, and they'll be leaving school about 2 weeks later. And then during those intersession weeks, parents will have a choice whether to keep the children at home or send them to school to do intersession activities. And those are really about the only differences. So it's not too much of a transition for us. And, you know, we do want time to work through whatever those issues are that parents foresee, because we want to support parents in what they think is best for their children.
The new continuous learning calendar is scheduled to take effect with the next academic year.
The NCAA has released the latest data regarding student-athlete graduation success rates. The rates are calculated for the four most recent graduating classes of Division I athletes who entered college between 2003 and 2006. According to the data, the overall graduate success rate for athletes at the University of Arkansas has reached a record 74%. That average rate is driven upwards by 100% graduation rates for women's golf and gymnastics, and by a 93% graduation rate in women's soccer. Of the revenue-generating sports, the Razorback baseball team fared the best with a graduation success rate of 78%. Football only saw 54% of its athletes graduate, while only 10% of basketball players graduated within the same time frame.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was back in his home state last night. The TV and radio talk show host stopped in Texarkana, and during his visit, he told reporters he'll likely wait until after the 2014 elections before making any announcements about his possible political future.
I'm not trying to be coy, but I mean, I haven't ruled anything out, but I haven't made any decision to be back in yet. So that's a decision I'll make after the 2014 elections, which I think is what we've got to focus on right now.
The former governor and one-time presidential candidate also told reporters he believes the recent stalemate between Democrats and Republicans that produced the partial federal government shutdown was a tactical error made by the Republican Party.
And a legislator never puts a vote on the floor. He didn't know what the vote count is. Legislation is about one thing, math. And if you don't have the math on your side, then it doesn't make sense to force the issue. And so I think the Republicans should have stepped back, allowed Obamacare to been on the stage all by itself. Let that be the news story for the past 3 weeks, not the shutdown.
The city of Fayetteville is waiving daily fishing and lake use fees this weekend on Lake Sequoia and Lake Fayetteville. The free fishing weekend is one of two free fishing weekends held each year. According to the city, the feeless weekends are meant to promote and encourage use of the city's lakes. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. A 40% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas tomorrow and a 60% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley, with highs topping out at around 65 degrees. Tomorrow night, there's a 20% chance of showers and a low of 42 in northwest Arkansas and a 40% chance of showers and a low of 48 in the Arkansas River Valley.